was that just a case of, you know, you need 51 off the last four overs, you're seven down, you just got to go for it?
Not just to go for it. I think I already planned for my last 5 hours. That's what the coaching staff told me, that whenever it's last 5 hours, you have to go and you have to smash. I think I've been working a lot on my batting from the last 1 year, and that work hard, the hard working, that's paying me in the middle. So yeah, we know that, you know, that side is shorter, and we can get like 2 hours, which can get like 30 runs in 2 hours. In the last two, from this end, you can get like, if you hit two good shots, and easily you can get 20 off 2 hours. I think that was the plan between me and Sids, and tried my best to play my natural game, and wherever I get the ball, I think just go for it and give 100%.
And what happened at the end? You just had to go for that second run, but unfortunately just dropped the bat. That's pretty much, and that was going to need a bit of luck to get in your ground then.
I think it was unlucky, like, you know, hitting the ball there and just went straight to the fielder. I think should have been a little bit either right side or left side, but that's how it is. I tried my best to get two runs, but that couldn't happen. And I went too hard for it. That's why I dropped my bat at the end, and I tried, but let's go. I forget about the bat. You have to go and get yourself to the other end, yeah.
And you look like you worked on those shots, of like the little laps and the ramps and the sweeps and the big ones as well. You sort of got the full range of kick back now.
Exactly. You know, I think if you see right now, the bowlers are bowling there for you at the end, and you have to be mentally ready for those shots. You know, you can't be just waiting for your good length delivery that you can smash it. I think when the batsman, it's harder for you to hit those shots, but at the end of the day, you have to do something with that. You know, you can't just let it go. And I'm working hard in the nets, and that is paying me. Yeah.
And how was it bowling to Ferguson and Khawaja? I mean, the left-handers are always a bit trickier for a wrist spinner like yourself. I mean, he's a pretty good player as well, obviously. What was it like bowling to those two today?
I think it was a good wicket to bowl on as a spinner, and having 1-2. A short end, I think even I missed time, go for 6 on that end. But to me, I think I have bowled 3 very half volleys and 1 full toss as well. I think that is what they got the full advantage of that, and scores runs on those deliveries. So yeah, I have bowled 2 in a whole spell. I think I bowled those 3 bad deliveries, and that gives like 22 runs to them. And that is something which I hardly give, like in a whole spell 22 runs, and I gave it in 3 balls. So that is something I bowl bad, but it happens. It's a cricket. I think when it's bad days, you have more time and you have more things to learn from that, and come back stronger and positive.
And bad luck with the result, but how's the crowd today? 41,000 New Year's Eve.
It's always great. Fantastic to be here playing in the middle of 45,000 people in New Year night, and the way they're supporting their home team, I think it's unbelievable. And it's always waiting for this game to be started, like, you know, and quite unlucky to give them a lose, but after a long time. I think we haven't lost on a New Year night here, but that was the first time it happens, like. But I think we gave them a good game that they can cheer for it, and just a matter of last 2-3 runs which give the game away from us. So most importantly, I think it was a good night for the cricket and the fans, and they love it.
Definitely. Yep, excellent. Well, bad luck tonight, but well batted.
Thank you.
Might just ask again about looking forward now to the Sydney Sixers game. A few days rest. How are we prepared for the Sydney Sixers now? They've got a few good players in some decent form as well. Like Josh Phillippe, are we confident going into that game still?
Yeah, I think we should have that confidence, because we lost it like in a very 2-3 run. That means we give 100%, we give the effort, and that was just a matter of last 3-4 runs. And as a team, we still need to be positive against any side. I think if you see, every team is so balanced, and so they have the good overseas players and they have good local players. So that is something like we have to be mentally ready for each and every game. And as a team, we have the best combination, bowling, batting, and everyone is taking the responsibility of going harder and enjoying himself. So we have a few days off. We just go relax. We had tough last 5-6 days, traveling. I think that was a little bit tough as well, but still we came out and played some good games. And most importantly, we won 2 away games, and that was something very special for us. Looks to me, we are still on the top of the table. We just need to forget what happened in the game today and take the positive from here and go with the positive man when we come after 3 days and smash it.
And just finally, sorry, you speak about internationals. Tom Curran, you're looking forward to playing him. Have you played with him before around the T20 Worlds, or he's in pretty good form at the moment? So,
yeah, exactly. He's in pretty good form. I think we are all in pretty good form, the whole team. I think the best thing is we have 3 players who are in running for the Golden Cap. That is something which is good to see in the table. And also with the bowling unit, I think we're doing well. Restricting a team under 170, 160, it's a good bowling effort. Even I went for 44 in 4 hours. And after that, if you're restricting the team 166, means like other bowlers are taking their responsibilities. And yeah, we played a little bit in the Big Bash last year, Tom Curran and me. But as he's in the good form, me is also in a good form. I think smashing in the last two games. But will be a very good game, good contest. And let's see, let's just enjoy.
And just lastly for me, Peter Siddle has recently retired from Test cricket. But what about his run out there where he just grabbed the ball and just sort of flicked it with his left hand?
Legend. I think he has done lots of cricket and he has done lots of achievement from the Cricket Australia. And I think he's the legend. Like, you know, since I came here, being with him in the team, the way he handles and the way he is with the team and with the group, I think it's amazing. He always loves to share his experience and he's always a positive guy. He's always having a smile on his face. And that is something as an overseas player you want from the players here. Like, you know, they always so open-hearted and they always want to share the experience of the opposition of his cricket. And he had so many achievements, especially the hat-trick in a test game. I think getting wicked and getting hat-trick in T20 in ODI, it's fine. But I think in a test cricket, getting hat-trick is something very, very special. And he got that. So have so much respect and love for him. And I wish him all the very best for the rest of his career. And with the run out, that's why he's the best. Like, you know, how clever he is in that. That's what he had in the mind. Like, you know, I'm close to the sum and just need to hit the wicket. So that was a very clever and smart decision to take. You hit the wicket.
Yeah. And just lastly, sorry, you had a really good battle out there with Usman Khawaja. Do you think he still can play for Australia? He's got the goods to make a comeback from the national team.
That is something I think. There are so many good players, you know, you will be like confused like which one to pick up. It's up to the decision in the cricket board, you know, who they picks up. I think who is in best form, who suits the condition well, it just go according to that.
Yeah. So that was a tough one at the end. Only because Callum Ferguson said he should be in the team, so.
Yeah, that is it. Like, you know.
That's his opinion, but he's a teammate.